Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the fifth shir, Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perakei Halacha Beis. In the previous shir, we saw Niflos, and now we're going to take it from there to explain the sugya in Temure. That it says in Temure that there were 3,000 halachas that were forgotten in the time of the Abel of Moshe. So those 3,000 halachas probably also include what the Gemara says there, 1,700 kalim v'chamurim. So it includes that as well. That's included in the 3,000 halachas. And the Gemara says that those Kal Vachomers were brought back by Asniel ben Kenaz with his pilpul. So, like we spoke about in the previous shir, if it's pilpul, in Svara, then it's not halacha l'moshe misina. Halacha l'moshe misina isn't pilpul with Svara. Halacha l'moshe misina is beyond human rationale. Like we see in the Gemara earlier on, Yudal Adam Beis, the 3,000 halachas. They were forgotten. Libahudim imit. Rashi says, "Haleib nesmaiz v'lo yodim lachzor shachem tov pilpul halacha." So what they forgotten was the pilpul, not only halacha l'moshe misinai, but they also forgot the pilpulin. And that's what Osniel ben Kenaz brought back. The halachas they forgot halacha l'moshe misinai they forgot, but the pilpulin, Osniel ben Kenaz brought back with his pilpul. Halacha l'moshe misinai has nothing to do with pilpul and yirgim omidus. So now this is pshat in the Gemara. First they asked Yehoshua, and they said to Yehoshua to bring back these halachas. And what did Yehoshua answer? Yeshua said, lo b'shamayimi. That was, they wanted Yehoshua to bring back the alfusos, things that could be learned from yirgim omidus. And he said, lo b'shamayim. What does it mean, lo b'shamayim? So as we spoke about in the previous year, where you can learn b'darchei hachachma, it's not min shamayim. In other words, it's a different realm. It's a different tchum. There's the tchum of shamayim, and then there's the tchum of darkei chachma. And what's darkei chachma can't be derived from shamayim. So they wanted to bring back the alfusis, and he said, "Sorry, lo b'shamayimi. This is used. This is human intellect. It cannot be derived by a divine imprimatur, by divine revelation. This is intellect. And it's a stira. It's a different realm. It's a different tchum." And in Shemayim is not Mechayev, like we spoke about. So Shemayim can express their opinion, again, as we spoke about. But what's the point of asking when the Belav HaChilo Yichuy V'Adin Al Pichuv with Shemayim? As Kol Zeh B'Tvarim Hanogim Liyot Gimel Midot. So that's all matters that are Nogeh L'Yir Gimel Midot. But Halacha L'Mosh Misina that wasn't given over to the Chum, that's not Lo B'Shemayimi. That is B'Shemayim. Halacha L'Mosh Misina, where does it come from? It's Taka Shemayim. So they asked Shmuel. From Shmuel, they wanted back the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Because Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is also forgotten. Kumuvar Sham Basugya Legabe Hechatot Meitot. Alzeh Amar Kra De'elu HaMitzvahs. So what does it mean, Eilu HaMitzvahs? So, as we spoke about in the previous year, but you can't add on to the Torah al-Yidei Navi. It's not that it's a different realm. It is heavenly. It is Himmeldik. It is Shmeimi. But these Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But nevertheless, it wasn't given. You can't add on a proper Torah al-Yidei Navi, and therefore you can't ask about Halacha L'Moshe Misinai either. So they asked Shmuel only about Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, because the dinim that were learned by Alfusis already Asniel ben Kenaz was machzir b'pula. Yeshua was before Asniel ben Kenaz. So first Yeshua, then Asniel ben Kenaz, then Shmuel. So they asked Yeshua Alfusis. He wasn't able to bring it back. Asniel ben Kenaz brought it back with his pilpul, and they went to Shmuel and they asked him for the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And he said, yeah, it's b'shamayim, but eila mitzvah saying she'ena rosh elechadish, I'm not allowed to bring it back. A nabi isn't allowed to add on pratim. So I can't be mechadish pratim. Yafshal l'sif prat b'torah yedei navi. So therefore, I can't bring you back the halach l'moshe m'sinai. So that explains beautifully what we asked in the first shiur, why they only asked why Yoshua's response was Lava Shemaimhi, and why Shmuel's response was Einav Rosh HaLechadish, because they were asking different things. They were asking Yoshua to be Machzir Bipulpulo, Tvarim HaLilmadim Yud Gimel Midas. He says, no, that's not in Shemaim. I can't go to Shemaim for that. It's a different realm. And then they asked Shmuel to get Shemaim Dika Halacha Zalacha Moshe Misina. He says, yeah, but I'm not allowed to add. As Lefizeh, so where does this have to bring us? Because we have a problem with Shachom Chazer V'yastum. We have a problem with Shachom Chazer V'yastum. In other words, we see from various Gemaras that they can restore them. The Nevi'im have the right to restore forgotten halachas. So why can't we do it in our Gemara? Lefizeh, l'inyan Shachom Chazer V'yastum, demuwa kanal divrei Gemara demahani. Umlam bal kolchenu kenu. So it has to be, because we're talking about new dinim that aren't the Rosh's Chachamim. So it's not a Lo B'Shamayim problem, because it wasn't given over to the Chachamim. It's not the realm of the Chachamim, these forgotten halachas. They weren't learned by the B'darkei HaHesek, B'darkei HaLogika, logic, Yud Gimel Midas. So there's another problem, Ein Avar Eshay L'Chadish. But a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish Dabar. So in other words, even him, even in Dvarim Shmeimim, even in heavenly things, Himmel Dikazachet, a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish. Aval Arei Lo Mayri B'Chidush, Al Abal Achala Moshe Misai Shekfal Nitna, that's not a Chidush. The Alam Alach Moshe Misina was already given. And therefore it's like any other Nevuah. It was already given, so it's not a Chidush, and it's not a problem Lo Shemaim, because it is B'Shemaim. So then what's the problem with the Gemara and Temure? They're also trying to restore lost halachas. Amru lo sha'al. What does it mean, sha'al? As barur she'akavana sha'al b'urim v'tumim. It's clear that they're talking about the urim v'tumim when they say sha'al. In the Medrash HaGadol, they have that they asked Elazar HaKohen. So that's certainly through the Urim B'Tumim. So here also, when they asked Yehoshua, and they asked Shmuel, Mestam was also Urim B'Tumim. In Urim B'Tumim, we saw in our Shiurim on Hilchos Malachim, Perikei Halacha Beis, in the first series, this is the second series, that Machlokas Rabbi Lacham, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Ram Paskins, it's not Machayev. She'eno Machayev lasas b'tzivuya k'nevuah, k'b'nevuah. You don't have to follow the Urim B'Tumim like you have to follow a Nevuah. Ela shelulei krai she'uvar b'gemara, sham hayaze Machayev et ha'beidin lekabel ora mishamayim lekbo'a pizeh et ha'alacha. Kivan she'achshav barur lehem she'kenu adin. וזה אמר לא בשמיים משענם ששמיים אינם מחייבים בנוגע לדקדוקי סופר וקל וחומר. So, אין החינמי, the Urim B'Tumim is not going to be מחייב. However, Beis Din is going to have to be קובע את ההלכה based on the Urim B'Tumim. And that's why the Gemara says, no. Beis Din will not have to do that. Why not? Because לא בשמיים. So Beis Din, the Urim B'Tumim is not going to be mechayev the Beis Din to be mekabel the Haran, be koveh the halacha. In other words, Shemayim aren't mechayev, v'nogel ha'dikduke sofer v'kal v'chomer. And ein avar eshay l'chadish davar. That we saw based on the Rambam in the ninth paragraph of Sefer Torah Halacha Aleph. Shegam in yinei halacha b'chlal lo b'shamayim hi. Shelachar shenimtzra l'chol m'shem m'sinai, ram kohen tzal l'chachamim v'im mechayev chemi l'kvor pi orav m'shamayim. Lo b'shamayim hi. So even we saw the Rambam 9:1 that even in Yanei Halacha are included in Lo Bashamayimi. Once Halacha Moshe Messina was given over, it was given over. And therefore there's no Mechayi for Chacham to be Koveh Al Pi Arom in Hashemayim. Lo Bashamayimi. We saw Pshat in the Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, that you're not allowed to go against the ads, it's a track to go against the Torah. And Navi's not allowed to do that. That's Sheker. And then Halacha Dalid, it's also Sheker to be Machriya the Halacha, because that's also against Lo Bashamayim. Because once it was passed, and it was Paskin, now we don't go back up to Shemayim anymore. Once it came down to us, it came down to us. So that's why, in our case over here, where you have these 3,000 halachas that were forgotten, where you can learn with logic, so lo b'shamayim. And what's originally was b'shamayim, so you can't say that it's in a different realm, but it doesn't matter. We saw in the Rambam, once it comes down, it comes down. And therefore, ein avir rishay l'chadish dover. So that's all, if they're asking, mashayin kein, Navi shechayovim lasos kedvorov kol sheino mosif al haTorah ve'eino koveh b'davar shehachrato hi al pi yud gimel midot v'dai chayavim beidin l'shmua b'kolo l'gvo adin kavateh. But you have to follow the Navi. In other words, the Urim v'tumim. We don't follow the Urim v'tumim isn't machayavus at all. Once it comes down, it comes down. And lo b'shamayimi. We saw in the Rambam and Yisori HaTorah that even in Yanei Halachar b'chla lo b'shamayim. So the Urim HaTumim isn't mechayev us at all. So they're asking the Urim HaTumim, they don't have to listen to the Urim HaTumim. But a Navi, you have to listen to if he's not Mosif al HaTorah. Ve'ino koveh b'davar shachrato hi al piyut gimomidus. And he's not saying his achra is al piyut gimomidus. It's achra zal pinavua. So the achra itself is in mechayiv. But now Beis Din has to be shomea b'kolo, and Beis Din has to be kovea din kavaseh. Beis Din has to pass in the din, like this Navi said. So the Urim HaTumim is in mechayiv us, but the Navi is. So when it says shachu mechazer v'yastum, that's alpi the Navi. And in our Gemara, it's Alpi the Urim HaTumim. So Alpi the Urim HaTumim, we don't listen, but Alpi the Navi, Beis Din has to listen. So if a Navi is coming to restore a lost halacha, as long as he doesn't say that he's getting it through the Yud Gimel Midas, then we have to listen to him. If he says he's getting it through logic, so that's not how you get. That's not the realm of the Navi. But if it's talking about something that's a Shemayim Digadin, and they already had it and it was forgotten, so then when the Navi says so, that's Mechayev the Beis Din to be Koveh the Halacha that way. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Peli and Halacha Moshe Messina of Shiur, Messina the Gemara, there's Shachar Mechaz of Yasa, Messina the Mvur by Gemara, it was Alpi Beis Din Shel Yaifetz. Because you need a Beis Din. You need a Beis Din to be Koveh the Din. Because the Nidon is not doing the Kaim what the Navi says. The Nidon is not being the Kaim Din Torah. Because the Beis Din was Koveh the Halacha. So therefore, Shachar Mechazer V'yastum Alpi the Beis Din Agadol, Alpi Navi and the Beis Din Agadol. And Asniel Ben Kenaz is Yaivitz. So he had Ruach HaKodesh, like we see in Shoftim. Perek Beis, with the Ruach Hashem. Forish Barashi, Tainis, Ubagadah Kachashiv, Tichidosh Lach, Zayi, Sorganaz, Alpi Ruach HaKodesh. Rekwar Kosav, Betaris Neviim, Shalom Aretz Chayis, B'Simon Aleph. Shem Arash Yafe. What's the union of Ruach HaKodesh? The Gemara and Tumur we see was Machzer B'Pulpulo. Ayin Shem B'Torah Se'Nevim. So it must be Asniel is not a Navi because the Gemara doesn't consider him to among the Menchas Nevim Shem Duli Yisrael. Based on what we said, Asniel was Machzer the Drushes and the Kal V'Chomers also. That's through the Pilpul. And on that there's no Nevuah. He was also Machzer Halacha Moshe Misinai, and that we see in the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei. Because that's the Beis Shal Yabes, who's a Snil Ben Kenaz. And on that, it's not Shaykh Pilpul. Just you need a Nevuah and then the Beis Din. And for that, it's enough to have a Navi, who's a Navi like we see in the Mishnah, Navi over El Divrei Atzma, the Nevuah wasn't given to others, and nevertheless, the Beis Din has to be Koveh the Halacha like him. But he's not included in Memchas Nevi'im, because he wasn't Misnabi to Yisrael. So, that's the Teretz. Teretz is, rabbis say, that the when it comes to the Urim Tumim, we don't have to listen. But when a Navi says, Navi is Machzir, or lost Halacha, then we have to be listened to that Navi. Beis Din has to be Koveh, based on what the Navi says. And that was Asniel ben Kenaz. Asniel ben Kenaz brought back Pilpul Pulo, the Kal v'Chomers, and the Halacha L'Moshe Misina, the lost Halacha Mishina, is that what he brought back with his Ruach HaKodesh, was Nevuah. He's not included amongst the Navi. And the answer is, he was a type of Navi, he was not for himself and not to others. And therefore, Shachem Chazer V'Yastum, Api the Navi, Shachem Chazer V'Yastum. Hashem Kin Argamar and Tmure is not talking about Api Yorim Batum. That's not Mechayiv the Beis Din. But a Navi is Mechayiv the Beis Din. Okay. There's more to say, Rabbi Yisai. So please stay tuned. But this was amazing. And Mr. Shem, we will hopefully go back to your mamish. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.